Well, the moons here, but mostly the bistros at the Grove from my earliest days, and then later on the Leeds came to Flushing House, and that was just across the field, and we used to go across. We had ponies, and then the tenants, when we were young, they went away and lived. They were a family of eight. There were four elders who were too old for us altogether, but there were four, about two boys and two girls of about our ages, and they were great fun. And then you see, we birds nested a lot. One's horizons were very small. My sister was a great authority on birds, and my younger niece said that she was looked on as authority. She said, simply what I learnt from Mummy, because you see, we'd nothing else to do. And the keepers were very, we had two keepers, Bob Lure, who was very funny-tempered, but nice, and Alan, who could shin up a tree. It was unbelievable. He could go up a tree without a branch, like a monkey. We looked at nests, so we learnt a lot from them. And then old Taylor, who lived down by the level crossing that I couldn't find. He
Yes,
was
it's.
I don't know what he did for a living, but for a sideline he poached. He showed me how to set a snare, and how you must never have a bend in the wire. You must have it that it ran smoothly and the animal was caught. He led me to believe that it died quickly, but I don't know if he was speaking the truth or not. No, but Bob, my keeper, kept an eye on magpies and things like that sort, and foxes. Foxes surreptitiously, because those in the days were hunting was. But of course, the Surrey Union was never any good as a hunt. Too much wood, I suppose.